is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
Good Friday to you across Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday morning broadcast. Final hour of the Steve Gruber Show week. We will try to make the most of it. Rebecca Kiesling with us this hour, international pro-life speaker, attorney of Tiffany, that rape victim ordered to co-parent with her rapist. There are updates on the case we'll hear. Brian Boucher, chief operating officer at the Millennial Solution, and Bob Moffitt, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation as well, before we're done at the top of the hour. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, 888-900-9966. Before we turn to the phone lines, I had promised to tell you about this. Now, you may have heard in coverage of this horrific Florida school shooting this week that this number, there have been 18 school shootings in 2018, 18 school shootings in just a month and a half, 18. Jimmy Kimmel used it. Others have used it. U.S. senators have used it. It's a lie. Even the Washington Post is forced to admit this. It comes from an organization called Every Town for Gun Safety, a nonprofit group started by Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York. They tweeted on Wednesday, this is the 18th school shooting in the U.S. in 2018. Bernie Sanders included the claim in his tweet, liked 45,000 times. One from Jeff Greenfield, political analyst, had cracked 126,000 likes, although he has apologized for tweeting up that number because it's a lie. Bill de Blasio tweeted it, so did Cher, Albert Brooks, the actor, news organizations like MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, Time, MSN, the BBC, the New York Daily News, HuffPost also used that number in their coverage, 18 school shootings in 2018. It is wrong. It is a lie. Anyone using the number is not serious. Every town has long inflated its total by including incidents of gunfire that are not really school shootings. Take, for example, what it counted as the year's first school shooting. January 3rd of this year, a 31-year-old man who had parked outside a Michigan elementary school called police to say he was armed and suicidal. Several hours later, he killed himself. The school, though, had been closed for 7 months. There were no teachers. There were no students. That, according to Everytown, though, is a school shooting. Also listed on the organization's website, January 20th, at 1 a.m., a man was shot at a sorority event on the campus of Wake Forest University. A week later, as a basketball game was being played at a Michigan high school, someone fired several rounds from a gun in the parking lot. No one injured. It was after 8 in the evening, well after classes had ended for the day. But every town called that a school shooting. Every town's research director called the definition crystal clear, noting every time a gun is discharged on school grounds, it shatters a sense of safety. After the Washington Post published this report that I am reading, Everytown removed the January 3rd suicide. I guess it wasn't so crystal clear, now was it? Figures matter, they say, because gun control advocates use them as evidence in their fight for a ban on assault weapons and stricter background checks and other legislation, and they're citing a lie. And if the figures and facts aren't straight, the arguments fall apart. Again, a month ago, a group of college students were at a meeting of a criminal justice club in Texas when a student accidentally fired a real gun instead of a training weapon. The bullet went through a wall, then a window. No one hurt. That's a school shooting, Everytown says. Since 2013, the organization says, there have been nearly 300 school shootings in America, an average of one per week. These are included. A man shot on a Tennessee high school property at 2 a.m. A man shot in his car late one night, discovered the next day in a Pennsylvania elementary school parking lot. In 2016, a man in an Indiana high school parking lot whose gun accidentally went off at his glove box before any students arrived on campus. All of those, Everytown counts as school shootings, and they expect to be taken seriously. And they are taken seriously by ABC, NBC, CBS, Time, MSN, BBC, New York Daily News, HuffPost, Bill de Blasio, Bernie Sanders, Jeff Greenfield, Cher. The list goes on and on. Anyone citing the 18 number should not be taken seriously on the issue. Period. It's a lie. It's wrong. And even the Washington Post says so. Every town wants to have this moral authority that I was talking about this with someone about a week ago. Mothers Against Drunk Driving. If you weren't around during that time in the 80s, they had this absolute moral authority to get things done. Their parents of children and others who had died in DUI crashes. They had this enormous political power. No one went up against them or questioned them for the most part. And they wielded this huge power, got changes everywhere. And every town so badly wants to be mad, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and they're not. And it burns them. So they make up stats like a phony number of school shootings that they are keeping track of. So again, anyone using that 18 number, you don't have to take them seriously. Okay? Good. 888-900-9966, the number, a couple of minutes here. Squeeze in a few phone calls. Frank in DeWitt. Frank, you're on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yes, great show and great points that you're making. And my point kind of ties into what you just said. Comment on the FBI's miserable role in this. There's two things, two alternatives about the FBI that could apply in this this case and overall. Both of them are bad, but one of them's really bad. Either they're ridiculously incompetent. This is if you're charitable. It's obvious the FBI is totally useless at best. That the guy's name was there for crying out loud. Oh, we can't find him, they said. Well, you look at these memos, and we see what the FBI's been doing. They've been busy trying to rig and basically destroy our republic by rigging the elections and by working to overthrow our elected president. So we see what they've been up to, all of these. This is Obama's FBI, all right? The worst-case scenario, and this is where it ties into what you just said, and I don't know this, I just think it, all right? They want these school shootings, all right? Because it helps push their political agenda. And if you people think that that is too conspiratorial, think back, Barack Obama, remember Operation Fast and Furious? Where all you peaceful Democrats who don't like guns, you voted in a president that delivered hundreds and hundreds of assault rifles to drug gangs.
Yeah, right? Mexico.
Because
Frank,
why would you do that? Why would you do that if you don't want gun violence and
yeah,
push this?
We're right up against the break here, Frank. Appreciate the phone call. Generally, dealing with government organizations and the FBI, when it comes down to it, is still a government organization. Incompetence is generally the most likely scenario. I don't want to throw everything else out, right? But generally, when it comes to government, incompetence is like, it's like Murphy's, not Murphy's Law, it's Occam's Razor. It's the most likely explanation for follow-ups, unfortunately. Steve Gruber Show. It's Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Coming up after the break, Rebecca Kiesling. Get an update on that rape victim ordered to co-parent with her rapist. It's the Steve Gruber Show.